Welcome to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey, where Scott does his weekly check-in with nutrition coach Cheryl Masso every week live on our YouTube channel. Make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notifier so you'll first know when new episodes come out. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Jersey. Whatever. I can't talk.
Jersey.
The Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey, where I meet with my nutrition coach every week. We do our live check-in. It's a way to keep me accountable. Here I am. But I hate stupid meetings. I have a 3 o'clock meeting. I know I say this all the time. It is scheduled from 3 to 4. Every single week we go past the 4 for no apparent reason.
Yep. You know what it is? People just don't respect time. And I get this, like when I block off a 30-minute time block for something, it's like, I got 30 minutes. Like, let's do this. It's not, and people are like, oh, I know you're busy. No, it's not that I'm too busy. It's that I have a time, I allot time, and I do leave buffers, but the goal isn't to disrespect somebody's boundaries on time. And I get this with a lot, this is going into your weight loss journey, because guess what? Those boundaries get crossed in a lot of people's lives. And I got people that are like, they punch the clock at 5 p.m. and they're getting emails and messages and stuff at 6 and 7 o'clock at night while they're trying to cook dinner and do their kids stuff. I'm like, dude, you guys, unless they're paying you at that time of night, turn that shit off. Everybody's got a problem, but I know you can't do that sometimes, but yeah, so, whatever.
Damien, great concept. Make it go long for overtime pay. I work for the state. We get no extra benefits. We don't get overtime pay for going along. And anyway, they pay me well, so I should just shut up and do what I need to do and get through the day. But it's just annoying.
Yeah.
Because we don't get those extra benefits for anything in the state anymore. Because public perception is that we do a lot for, or we get paid a lot for nothing, which is such a misnomer. We don't get paid what the private sector gets paid, and they've taken away all of our benefits. So there's really no reason to work for the state other than I'm over 20 years in and I would lose all that retirement buildup if I did.
When people want to bitch about that kinds of stuff, work for, you know, obviously the time money exchange, just think about how much our medical field makes. Our nurses and caretakers make jack shit, but they get freaking $1,000 for a piece of thread that they're going to stitch you up with. It's ridiculous. So I'm just saying, but
Holly says hooray for state work. Yeah. She's a state worker in Nebraska, I believe, as well. So
the only thing I will say is, do you have pretty good health benefits and like retirement benefits and stuff?
So I don't even use the health benefits. I am on my wife's health care.
Okay. Because
it's better than what I get at the state.
Well, that sucks. I know that in Florida, I feel like our, I feel like a lot of the state employees do get good benefits, but I could be very, very wrong. So if you live in Florida and you're a state worker, please don't come after me. So just saying. But anyways,
that was my first professional job, is working for the state of Florida.
Yeah.
As a statistician, I made jack peanuts because every retiree comes down and works for nothing.
Yeah.
So the, it drives wages down, but their benefit package was,
yeah, that's what I'm saying,
like high end.
You know who's got really good benefits? Freaking UPS. I'm being honest. I mean, then even just to be if you get in there just as a package handler in the morning, that's how my uncle got in. He's now a driver for UPS, but they got kick-ass benefits. You retire with UPS. Sounds like you wouldn't think that, but.
So hold on, scratch. This is no longer the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey Show. This is the Scott and Cheryl Rant Show.
Oh,
wrong in the world. Welcome.
Yeah.
As we just riff and rant all day long.
Well, we're not talking about CrossFit. We're not talking about weight. So I guess there's more to life than how much we weigh and how we work out, right? So, yeah. Oh, there is a real world. So see Holly, Holly has a mom that just retired from UPS. So she probably knows. Yeah. I got a bunch I could riff about right now, but I'm not going to go there. I mean, if you guys have been watching my social media, I know Judy has, everybody and their mother has something to say about me, and it's all good, you know? So I just had to like brush it off. So
I'll have to go back.
Did you check that out? You probably haven't even seen that yet.
I'll have to go back and check it out.
I haven't been on social a ton.
I've just been scheduling posts. That's about it.
We'll go into you in a second, but let's just talk about this real quick, okay? It's not okay to comment on people's bodies, just plain and simple. No matter who you are, no matter where you're at, like compliments, not compliments, it's not good. But you know what? I got some trolls. I made an Instagram post about meal prep. Had nothing to do with, it was just a funny, like, you know, I'm not even that funny with those things. You guys know me, I suck at them. But people were liking it, and just one person comments about, oh, steroid use or gut, beer gut or bubble gut from steroids. And the next thing you know, I had like 30 trolls just commenting about my body, about the fact that I'm on steroids, about the fact that I've got a beer belly. Just, I'm like 5% body fat right now on a gains train. Do you think I really need to hear this stuff? And if I was truly on steroids, I don't think I'd be having the problems that I have right now. So that was my little rant right now, but it's just, people just don't have a life. And I've had to deal with it in a time where I'm also struggling like you with my own journey. And I'm intentionally putting on weight and intentionally eating in a surplus and having to listen to assholes on my Instagram. And I've already hidden about 20 of the messages because I wanted to just go away. But every time I go back on, somebody else has commented again. They're still going. I don't know what started it, but that's my rant as well. So I'm done ranting now. Scott, how's your week been, bud?
So I got to ask you, and I know we're totally off topic, and maybe that's what this week is about, our mental health. Did you do burpees today or did you garden?
Oh, yeah, I did burpees today. I actually just got done working a little while ago. Yes. I did a workout.
Isn't it funny how you can tell as a CrossFitter
the day that
somebody does burpees?
In fact, I could show you my beer belly in a second, but it's black. So burpees on the gym floor, it doesn't matter how much you clean the gym floors, that turf that just, it just, you can't leave. I'm filthy right now. But yes, I did burpees.
And so the only time you can comment on another person's body is in an intimate setting, and that's between you and your partner. So Jake, go to town, buddy.
I love it. Yeah. I just, you know, God, if people realize it just, it was not whatever, but I'm done with it. So how has your week been?
So my week has been pretty good. I've had a couple little mini hurdles that I'm overcoming. I'm already overcoming, but pretty good for the most part.
Well, let's talk about the hurdles.
So first hurdle was my body started flushing like seriously. Thursday into Friday. Okay. And then for like 3 days, I could not leave the bathroom. And it was mostly pee. Like it just was, I was peeing nonstop. And if you look at my weight from this week, like it took a tremendous drop.
Okay.
So I'm cool with it. I know that my body's like flushing out everything that's happened to it in the last little bit. It just was a wild ride.
Okay. It is coming down pretty quick. What is your blood sugar been registering as?
So it keeps dropping. It is now like for this week, it's averaging 130.
That's a good thing. So, okay. So this is really good for you to know because you haven't seen your doctor yet. A lot of times with blood sugar stuff, it's also related to cortisol, aldosterone. There's a bunch of other things going on. So this is actually maybe a good sign that like your body is kind of getting back to normal. Your hormones, insulin is a hormone, cortisol is a hormone. All those things are kind of regulating a little bit because typically we do see this in people with blood sugar issues. They'll wake up a lot frequently throughout the night to go to the bathroom. They have to use that. It's a sign of a diabetic issue, but it also in reverse can also affect things too. So this is maybe a good sign that things are kind of going that way. I was going to ask you, when you say flushing, I had like three places where I'm thinking, I'm like, is he talking flushing here? Is he talking flushing urine? Is he talking flushing bowel movements? I was like, which way is he flushing? And maybe
so I will say I had a little bit of all of them.
Okay.
Mostly pee.
Yeah.
Then this weekend, lots of sinus. And then just one night of bowel.
Okay. But things are kind of regulating now.
Yeah. Everything's back to kind of normal bowel movements, normal pee, like Monday and today.
Okay. Step count. I know you were doing a good job of like posting on social media. Did you keep up with that?
What had happened was, so I've talked about it on the show. I have this extra piece of skin. I rubbed it raw into the inside of my leg and the piece of skin from walking so much. So I've got to figure out a solution to that, whether it's different compression. So I'm trying different compression shorts now.
Compression shorts or something?
I'm trying new compression shorts now and everything's okay. So I'm trying to ramp it back up today. But I literally, it was painful to take steps. So I did get on the bike, but it doesn't have the same effect as the walks.
But it should still register on your step count.
Okay.
It does. If you wear your watch, you'll still probably see it. Because whenever I wear my watch and I'm on the bike, it like counts. It thinks I'm walking. It does. Okay. If you're on the assault bike, either way, understandable. You were likely walking like a waddle and you didn't want that. So I think
it was painful. It was very, very painful.
Yeah. I think solutions are going to be number one, better compression shorts, which I honestly think you really should have regardless for.
I do have them, but apparently they're just not fitting right anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So we definitely want to do that. Holly's got a good idea that those can help as well. Think about cyclists use them and all that kinds of stuff. But yeah, Jake's a great idea. So Jake's going to side shuffle his way through those 7,000 steps. I mean, I think that, obviously letting that heal a little bit, the monkey butt powder of all of the people's Medicare suggestions, I would 100% agree with, to kind of get it to heal, but getting back into walking again, we got to get something on there. And I think for now, what you might want to do is, sounds dumb, but like, just get an ACE bandage. Like just get a big ACE bandage and just wrap it around your leg or wherever that piece is, that just to kind of keep it from rubbing for now. I know that sounds like a temporary, but probably will help a little bit. So you could even like do kinesio tape or something like that, just to kind of keep it from rubbing until you can find a better solution.
Yeah. The hair would hurt so bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm a lady. Yeah. I mean, we can go.
I got to figure it out. I will.
We can go back into ladies talks. Cause I mean, Corey was on my podcast earlier today and I'm talking about women's hormones. Now we're talking about you and kinesio tape, and women have to deal with this kind of stuff all the time. So
Corey said, just walk backwards, just undo what you did.
Yeah.
Just like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I love that.
Guard reverse to get the miles off.
Yeah. No, I think that, so hurdle number one was the blah. Hurdle number two obviously was that issue. Was that one of your hurdles?
Yeah.
Okay. What was hurdle number three then?
No, that was it.
Okay. A couple of hurdles. Okay. Well,
I did undereat this weekend.
All right. Well, when you say you undereat, was it just you weren't hungry? Was it?
It was the sinuses. Like when the sinuses are full, I'm not hungry.
Okay. All right. I'm taking a look at food right now.
And to be Sunday, I slept so hard. I did not wake up until after 11.
So
half my day was gone.
Yeah. It sounds like your body is really, really kind of trying to regulate a little bit right now. So I do see veggies. So I'm going to go back from, since our check-in day is Tuesday, go until the next last Wednesday. Last Wednesday, you didn't have anything logged after lunch. So I don't know what you had for dinner that day, but your meals
have logged everything.
Well, that's the only day that I don't see anything. The other days I see Thursday, I see breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Friday, I do see breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack. And then Saturday, I see breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. Sunday again, lunch, dinner, snack. Like you said, you weren't that hungry.
I woke up way past breakfast.
Yeah, so you just kind of went into lunch. Okay, so fat intake just seems to be the one thing that you're really having a hard time with. And the only reason I keep bringing it up is because of possible gallbladder issues. How's like the whole burping, kind of like digestive stuff been going?
Much better.
Okay. All right, that's good. Let's see how your fiber intake looks. Fiber intake is looking pretty good. It's always hard for me to see your fiber intake because MyFitnessPal doesn't show it. So I have to go back into trainer eyes and look at it. Like Wednesday, I said you didn't have much logged. Thursday, fiber was at 22, a little bit on the low side. And we're going to kind of take a look at, but you also, your calories were low that day. So I know you said your appetite was a little bit off. You're in the 20s on fiber. Okay. How have you been doing about making choices in terms of your carbs, like getting those complex carbs? Have you been cognizant of it or have you been not really thinking about it that much?
Super cognizant of it. I've been having Levesque bread wraps.
Yep.
A lot. I've been eating a lot of like apples and fruit. I keep forgetting to get avocados. I don't know why I keep forgetting them on the list, but for some reason I just keep forgetting.
Funny. I bought avocados this week and I haven't bought them in a while because on my gains train, I'm like just sneaking in calories here and there. And I'm like, hey, I'm gonna buy some avocado this week. I'm like, God, I haven't had one of these in a long time. I forgot how much I like them. So I made like a burger. I made like a burger bowl salad and I put like romaine. I sauteed some mushrooms and peppers. I'm sorry, mushrooms and onions and a burger ground beef. I seasoned it with steak seasoning and I added like avocado and I made this like burger sauce, pickles. I made like a big burger sauce. It was really good. So talking food now. I do see the lavash. I see really good overall. Looks like a pretty good week. Looks like maybe you guys had Chinese on Friday night. Was your takeout night?
That was, we actually went out to eat.
Okay. Yeah. That was really the only night that you had like a little splurge meal, but everything else looks really good. I see beans, you know, and like I said, I think the only hard thing for you is some days your fat intake gets a little bit high, but overall solid week. You didn't have anything logged yesterday or today.
I swear to God, I logged everything.
It could be a MyFitnessPal glitch, but I'm not seeing anything on my end for yesterday or today.
Yeah, I did not. I had a busy day at work, so I did not get my lunch log because I had like 20 minutes to grab it and go, but I did log my breakfast.
Well, you don't pay for premium, right?
I don't.
Okay, good. Because we're probably going to be switching over to a different app. Anyways, that is so much better. And like everything is free. Like the barcode scanner is free. Like you really don't need the paid version. I forget what the paid version lets you do differently, but it's way better. It doesn't glitch at all. I don't have issues. It's easy to find entries. I don't know. But so where is your weight today? As you mentioned, the weight is trending down pretty quickly, you know, and I also want to give you credit too. Like, you also did start moving more. So that's also likely helping get things going. Also, correlation, causation. Remember I talked about insulin sensitivity. The walking, the moving is going to help with that. So now your blood sugar is coming down. So all these little things are kind of coming together a little bit to hopefully help you get things back to regular again. So right now your weight is at 287.4. Down from our spike after everything at 297. So we're down back to almost pretty much where we were before everything happened. We're back to like, back to even keel again.
Yeah. Does that
make you feel good?
It does.
Yeah. I think the main thing is let's hope that it's not just a bunch of water. Well, it is a bunch of water, but let's just hope that it keeps trending down now that we get you got you back to regular. What about the gym?
So I actually have been thinking about that today is something I want to like reach out to Christy about and see about pausing my membership and what can I do during a class time?
Well,
and how do I monitor everything? And I have my PCP appointment on Friday.
Well, I think that you and I know that anybody that's listening to this knows that the CrossFit community is one of the most helpful communities out there. And CrossFit coaches are probably the best in terms, your coaches in particular, are going to be the best at getting you a scaled version of the workout, right? CrossFit is for anybody, but it's not for everybody, right? So anybody can come in and do a CrossFit workout and get a good workout in, but not everybody's going to do that. So it comes down to you saying, you know what? I need to get my ass out of the house. I need to start moving my body with people, making some connections with people again, so that I can stop stressing about these stupid meetings, get my mind off the stupid meetings, and get back plugged in with the community. So I think that you should just, honestly, I don't even think you need to reach out. I just think you need to show up. Hey, I know that I paused my membership. I think I'm ready to come back in.
The problem is like Christy and Patrick aren't always there when I go.
Okay.
So like I need to start, I actually have to pay. So right. I have to like let them know.
Well, when you get there, whoever's at the gym is aware that people come in for drop-ins, for start signing up and all that stuff. You go in, you see your normal CrossFit coach. Hey, I've been on hiatus for the last XYZ months. And I just wanted to come back in and move my body a little bit. Just be upfront. Like, you know, that's it. And the coach would be like, happy to see you, dude. Welcome back. Let's just start with air squats today. Like,
I just like to know, let them know ahead of time.
Yeah. I'm just telling you as well, though, as anybody else in the gym is not going to have to let them know ahead of time. They're just going to show back up and be like, hey, I've been gone for 3 months. I'm ready to get back into it. You know, like that's the way people do it. You don't, you know, and she'd be happy to have you back in there, I'm sure. So, but yeah, I'd rather just, and look, Judy agrees with me. And I guarantee you, you show up back there, they'll be able to take care of your payment. Like they're all trained on that. And if they're not, they have a protocol. Hey, Scott came back in today. You can go ahead and charge his card, or he needs to give you a new card or whatever. You know, the CrossFit community, they're just not going to be that way. It's not like going to Planet Fitness. Hey, get back here. I'm like, oh, dude, we got you.
It's not how I do it, but that's fine. I mean, I will start back up.
Let's do it. Let's make it a plan. How's tomorrow look?
Tomorrow is not going to happen. I'm in a mandatory all day training today and tomorrow.
Yeah. How's so Thursday look?
I would have to look at that.
Yeah. I think that it's time to rip the Band-Aid off and just get back in there.
Okay.
And I understand the meeting thing is already scheduled. Trust me. I get it. Like I'm not going to tell you, sorry guys, I can't do my meeting, but I do think that you should just get back into the gym. So don't wait. So now here's the deal. Now you really don't have any excuses because we can get off of here now and you can go ahead and shoot her over that email that you want to shoot her over. Hey, I'm coming back to class Thursday at noon. I would like to get signed back up again. I'm ready to do this. I am very limited on how I can get my heart rate up. I'm planning on going through the motions, but I do want to get back into the community. And that's it.
Wad Zombie, $4.99. Wire this straight to the gym.
Look, he just bought your freaking Fit Aid for you. That's it. He bought your post-workout Fit Aid. Do you drink those?
I used to.
You know, I don't even know why. I don't really like them, but I like having the carbonation. So I drink them, but anyways.
Yeah, actually, since all this has happened, I've really cut out a lot of the drinks that I was drinking.
Yeah.
Before's the caffeine. Really back the caffeine down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So really just a cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah. Judy looks like she wants to meet up with you. Does she live close by?
Let me look at my work calendar, because I scheduled things not thinking I was going to the gym this week. Listen, so I just need to make sure.
You'll be all right. You're going to make it through. You know why? Because they got multiple class times.
I will let Judy know as soon as I get off this meeting, this show, if my Thursday's open, and I will go in on Thursday.
Yeah. It looks like, so Judy does live close to you, but not so close.
Yeah, she lives like a half an hour away.
I gotcha. Yeah. I drive about 30 minutes to my gym. It does. It's a little bit of a commute, but there's a gym closer to me, but it's just, that's the one I go to most of the time. It's the gym that the people that I want to say I grew up with CrossFit, okay. So we're getting back to the gym this week. I would like to see you back in the gym at least one day this week. I would love to hear Thursday and Saturday. I'm fine with you skipping out on Friday because the open, and it might be Thursday and Friday, who knows, but I just think it's good to get yourself to rip the bandaid off and do it. It's going to be like the most, you're going to have so much anxiety.
I would have a better shot at Thursday, Friday than trying to go Saturday, because there's such limited space on the weekend.
Yeah. Well, then let's plan on Thursday and Friday. And on Friday, don't go like to Friday Night Lights and try and like kill yourself in an open workout, because we know what it's going to be. We know it's going to be the week of the thrusters. We're getting chewed up and spit out, as Dave's Clue, I would scream, just chipper style. It's going to be a chipper style, chewed up and spit out. That's it. Start off in one piece and broken down. And that's not the first workout you want to come back to.
Right.
But
I will, if my calendar is clear, and I think it is on Friday for sure. Thursday, yeah. Friday.
Your calendar doesn't have to be clear. Let's be real.
It does, though.
It has to have an hour.
I have to work my job.
It has to have an hour. So guess what? If your schedule's not clear, you might have to get up early and get there before the day starts. That'll really shake it up. Man, would that shake it up. I got to tell you, Lex can agree. The morning slot for people with busy lives is where it's at. You get up, you get it done, you're more productive in your day. But, or you do it afterwards. But yeah, so I want to see a check-in. I would love that for this week. That would really make your coach happy. Although your coach is very happy with you today. You're putting in the effort. Nutrition looks much better. Like I said, the only thing I see is that it looks like there is a glitch, I will call it, in my MyFitnessPal, which, listen, it does happen. I'm not just putting it on you. Yeah.
I've been so on it.
So, but I do want to make sure that the only thing I'm going to say is this, is that if you're pulling up your phone now and you're not seeing any food there, there's something not right, because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I
check my food throughout the day. So I would know if it's not showing up. So
yeah, it was in my app. I mean, again, I'll double check.
Yeah. Double check your app and then send me a screenshot. Look, Cheryl, it's there. I would love to see that, because I don't see anything. Okay. Now, so you have your PCP on Friday. Cardiologist is 2 weeks from now, about a week from now, right?
Yeah, it's next week.
Okay. And then we'll kind of be, hopefully from there, in the clear on things.
Yeah.
Okay. Lungs, sinus infection, all that stuff seems to be getting better.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm still having some sinus stuff and some coughing at night that I'm definitely going to talk to the PCP about.
Okay. And then what about, so I know that you were saying that walking was very fatiguing. And I know that you have an issue right now, but is it getting a little bit better?
It's getting better for sure.
Okay, good. Okay. So Are you still able to get movement in? Like you said, like on the bike, you're doing that daily.
Yeah. And like I said, it's healed up a little bit. So I'm going to try to do a longer walk tonight.
Okay. What have you been doing? So right now in your, like, what's been your routine for your gym, for the gym routine right now? What are you doing?
I've been focusing on the walking for the most part.
Okay.
Or just getting like half hour, 45 minutes on a bike.
So when are you doing that? Are you doing it in the middle of the day, after work, or
a little bit during the day and a little bit at night?
Okay, so kind of like half and half. Okay.
Yep.
I like that. Gets you up and moving a little bit. How about mobility?
Doing that every morning break.
Okay.
And then every afternoon break, and then right before bed.
Okay, so you're doing better than I am because I'm not doing all that. Kenneth asks, are you still on medications?
So I have not seen a doctor since we've talked.
Okay. So you're still on everything or no?
Yep.
Antibiotics, no Pred. We know that you're on the insulin, the stuff like that, but anything.
Insulin, metformin, a heart medicine, a blood thinner.
Yep.
A blood pressure pill that I'm hoping they take me off this week. Cause my blood pressure is not high. It's like day of surgery. It was 115 over 70.
Okay.
It's just they were worried about stroke, so they're putting me on everything.
I got you.
A blood pressure pill, and then I think that might be it.
So Jeffrey was asking about your AFib, and that you're not symptomatic right now, so it's going to be a matter of, you know, getting the check-in with the doctor.
Yeah, at the cardiologist, they'll give me an EKG again. Just to verify everything. But right now it's just, I don't feel it. So I'm not getting that like feeling of a flutter, anymore. So I think we're okay, and there's no way to tell without an EKG.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel like right now, this week, our main focus is going to be getting you back into the gym and keeping you consistent with what you're currently doing with your nutrition. And not having any missed days on your tracking, because I want to make sure we keep you honest with that. That's what I really want to focus on this week. You have anything important coming up for you this week?
Nope.
24.3?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I am missing the open a little bit this year, just the community aspect of it. But at least like with the show, I'm still somewhat involved and get to kind of watch everything.
You know what I feel right now for me with the open, because of where I'm at with my own journey, is the only thing I feel is like the way that people are talking about the games now relative to Masters. It's always kind of been like that, I feel like, a little bit, which is fine. You know, like Masters and age group is different than the individuals. But it's like, oh, like it doesn't even really matter if you're competing or not, because like the Masters aren't even at the games anymore. Like that's like, it doesn't really matter. Like, why does it care? Why does it matter? I'm like, well, because it does matter. Because if you value like doing that for a reason, it doesn't matter whether you're showing up at the CrossFit Games in August or whenever the Masters Legends is. I get it. It's not the same, but like it does suck that people are kind of like, oh, it doesn't really matter that much. You know, it's all the qualification process is still through CrossFit. It's still the same thing. It's just the end goal that's different. So, and what I always tell people is this, listen, you're only going to be on that field for a couple of days. So the season and the training and all of your stuff leading up to it is really the enjoyable process. That's just the end day. You're only going to experience that for a couple of days. So if that's what people are hanging up their whole year on is that one thing, it's like, you're going to be very underwhelmed for sure. I mean, don't get me wrong. The swag is nice.
They feel like they were just thrown to the side.
100%. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I agree. Yeah.
Like Adaptive got their thing rolling early, got all this, their stuff going on. Teens have a beautiful arena to compete in. They got Go Ruck as a sponsor. They've got all of the swag coming. And Masters was a late announcement in Birmingham, Alabama, with a sponsor nobody even knows from Europe, so nobody really knows what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. I again, I agree that it's messed up, but it does suck that, like, you know, when I was talking about, like, being bummed about the Open, I was basically, well, what does it really matter? The Open's not the same for Masters anymore. I'm like, because for me, I've never been the kind of athlete that's like, all of my ducks are about that one day. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I value the stages and the progressions and the hard work it takes to get to the top level. And so that's what I'm saying is I don't like the fact that people are like, oh, it doesn't really matter because of this. I don't give a shit about that. I mean, yes, I care about the end. I do wish the Masters were going to be taken better care of, but at the end of the day, that's kind of what I feel like I was hearing. Man, we're all on a riff today. This has been a Cheryl and Scott riff kind of a session.
Well, the final riff, and I've been on this for a while, is I just hate that they put Masters on the same weekend as teens. It's going to create a void at some point. There are too many Masters athletes that are coaches of teens, too many parents of teen athletes that are Masters athletes that are not going to go to both.
Yeah. It would have made more sense if they did that, if they were going to be co-hosting it and doing like a big extravaganza together, which would have been really cool. You know, yes. Like having it together, like the age groups, you know, and they could have done some really cool, like event type stuff, like the teens versus Masters, like spectator stuff, like, you know, the old dogs versus some kind, I don't know. There could have been some cool shit they did that people would have participated in. But anyways, see, Lex agrees with me. I say that. So that's just awesome. So, yep, I agree. I would 100% agree that would have been cool. But we'll see. You know, it is what it is. It is what it is.
I look at my friend Rudy Berger, 2-time defending champion of the games, and his daughter is 14, and in 24.1 finished 7th in the world. Like, there's a very good chance his 14-year-old daughter is going to qualify, and he's going to have to make the choice. And as a sponsored Masters athlete with pressures that most of the Masters athletes don't have, does he not fulfill his obligations to his sponsors and go to the games? Or does he go see his daughter?
Well, I mean, you and I both know that that does suck 100%. But at the end of the day, I feel like, poor, that's a good one. I feel like, you know, the family dynamics of the daughter and the father, they're both going to understand, hey, we're doing this together in different places, but it does suck for them. Agreed. 100%. So,
and I'm so in on the Masters this year. I've been watching it very closely. Mm-hmm. Of course, Jamie has me there with what she's doing. And if people don't know, Jamie won 24.2 in her division.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
In the world.
I couldn't do it. So, I mean, I wish I could have been able to do it, but, you know, life's just going to keep kicking me and I'm just going to keep kicking back. So I'm actually in a really good headspace though right now about this whole situation and feeling really, really in a good spot. If y'all saw my Instagram story today, I actually had a lot of stories today. One of them I talked about was the season of fasting and I'm in a really good spot right now. Don't worry. The gains train is still going on. I'm not cutting out foods. But there's just some other things that I'm getting rid of. So anyways, again, yeah. More of a rant. Jake wants to know her name. Whose name?
I think it's to an earlier comment.
Okay. All right. I'm reading these comments. I still like Corey's LA Gear comment. Do you remember LA Gear? Was that like a little, I don't know, because you're a little
old. They were the thing for like a year.
Yeah, but you're a little bit older. So it was probably like popular for the kids.
What are you trying to say, Cheryl?
I'm just saying, it's like when JNCOs came out, like that probably wasn't your thing. No. But like you remember looking at all the kids, like wearing these baggy pants. Or like when Fresh Prince of Bel Air was big and like people were wearing those like bright colored pants. Remember that?
Yeah. I do remember that. That would have been in college. LA Gear would have been high school for me.
Yeah, LA Gear. Okay. How about the Nike shoes with the bubbles in the bottom? And they said Air on the side. Did you have a pair of those?
Oh, yeah. I was Nike all day, every day, back in the day.
I had a pair of those, too. I had Nike, too. When Reebok did the whole CrossFit thing, I was like, aren't those like grandma shoes? Like, Reebok is now doing CrossFit? Okay. Did I ever tell you that, like, so my first year at the CrossFit Games was the first year that Reebok was sponsor. And so when I qualified, I was one of the first athletes to like test all the Reebok gear. I had the OG pair of Reebok shoes and I fucking threw them out. And back then I'm like, there's, cause I wore like, you know me, Scott, you know, I like wear my shoes out till the toes are poking out. And that's how they were. I'm like, oh, Cheryl, these shoes have got to go. And now I'm like, why did I do that? I actually would keep, I would have those shoes boxed up somewhere. I still have all my jerseys, but like, man, anyways, that was my last little thing.
All right. Just Corey's still hitting them out of the park.
Master starter. That's a good one. That's another good one. You wouldn't have caught me in a starter jacket because I knew where that was from. I would wear Adidas, the windbreakers. Oh, when the Adidas windbreaker pants were big with the stripes inside, that was like around the Spice Girls time, you know? And so I was
DMC.
Oh yeah. They were first. Then Spice Girls kind of brought it back up. Sporty Spice, you know, anyways. So yeah, we could talk.
Don't give them the glory. Run DMC. We're doing that way before.
So it's the same thing now. I mean, girls are wearing jelly shoes again. I'm like, listen, we did that when I was younger. You know, the clothes that they're wearing now, I'm like, yo, this was so 1990s. You won't catch me in these pants again. So what is British Knights?
I do remember British Knights. They had about 6 months in the 80s.
Is it a music group?
No, they were a shoe.
Oh. Yeah.
They were really fancy. Like, they were all, like, glitzed up and bedazzled. And
yeah. Philip, what do you know about jelly shoes? Acting like you know about jelly shoes. Shoot. Jelly. They were so gross. As a female, they were like plastic, so your feet would sweat in them really bad. Like, it was just gross. Anyways. But yeah, we could just keep going off on talking all this stuff, but I think we're pretty good on your goals for this week. I don't want to deflect from this being a show about Scott's weight loss journey, but listen, there's more to life than weight loss at the end of the day, right? So yeah.
We can add some, we can zhuzh this thing up.
Yeah, no, I really do think that for you this week, it's smooth sailing. Like, you just have to keep looking forward. I do want to keep seeing steps. So I think that's really good for you to keep up with that. I'm trying not to look toe jam. These are good. I don't know Sassoon. I don't know that company.
Vidal Sassoon, you know?
Oh, yes.
They came out with like an apparel line.
Oh my God. Did they really? The hair people? Was that the commercial with the guy with the blonde hair? Like the long.
Yeah.
Oh yes. I remember that. Oh, the 90s commercials. There's a guy that I follow on Instagram, like 90s for life or something like that. And he always puts out like hilarious 90s content. He'll have like the can of Surge, like just funny stuff. Umbro. Oh, I was a soccer player, so I had a lot of Umbro. I had a lot of Umbro stuff for sure. So
yeah, my daughter, when she was playing soccer, was all Umbro. Like that was
the brand. Umbro. I liked Adidas too.
And Ross is quite the store to get your cheap apparel.
Yeah. I don't really go to Ross. I definitely would go to TJ Maxx. Cause that's where little hack guys, if you guys like if you guys like flavored coffee, we're going to go back to nutrition. You like flavored coffee. I love the Jordan skinny syrups. And they're like $9 for a bottle online. You go into a TJ Maxx or a Home Goods and you go to their like specialty food section, they always have them there and they're like $4. So I will go in there and I will buy like 10 bottles of it and stock up. That's it. And they have and they'll have the holiday flavors. So you get the fun flavors too. Like around the holidays, you can get the pumpkin flavored ones and then the mocha and the gingerbread. That's it.
Ross is a little, wow. So here, I always found that Ross was like a little bit above TJ Maxx. Wad Zombie saying TJ Maxx is fancier than Ross.
I would agree.
So.
I would agree that Ross has a little bit more high end. I'm sorry, TJ Maxx is a little bit more high end. I'll be honest, I don't like going into Ross. Ross looks like a very, Ross kind of is like Burlington to me. I like walk in there, I'm like, it just looks like one big garage sale.
Our Burlington is in like the nicest area of town.
Well, see, when you go to TJ Maxx, it's like everything is like sectioned. I feel like I'm in a department store. But I go into Ross, I feel like I'm in, like I said, like a big garage sale. I go into TJ Maxx and I'm like, oh, I'm in the, I don't know. I bought some nice stuff at TJ Maxx. So
TJ Maxx equals Target, Ross equals Walmart. Guess I had it reversed.
Yeah. Jeff goes to Kohl's. Kohl's ain't the same thing though. Kohl's is kind of like an upsale. Y'all remember Kmart? Who remembers Kmart? Kmart? Do you guys have a Kmart up there?
No? Yes. Those are long gone. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wad Zombie says TJ Maxx has credit cards. Ross knows it's not worth checking their customers' credit scores.
That is a good one. Oh my God. That's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. That's a great one. No.
That was the best.
Kmart did have a great toy section. I will agree with that. So Shopko, I don't know that I remember that one, but that might have been an up north thing. I don't remember that one. But
I don't remember Shopko.
No.
Yeah. We had a Kmart where I grew up, and that was pretty much the only place to shop.
Yeah.
And then a local department store that nobody would have heard of.
I remember as a kid, like if you bought your clothes at Kmart, like you'd get made fun of. Like you don't buy your clothes at Kmart. Like you don't buy your shoes at Kmart. You don't buy your clothes at Kmart. And so like if my mom would bring me there, I'm like, Mom, I'm not buying my clothes here. Sorry. Like I'd rather have like one pair of pants from the department store, like JCPenney, than the Kmart. Like, but just yeah. Funny. But yeah.
We had to go to like a big town to get decent clothes, like Pittsburgh or Erie, because where I grew up, we had nothing.
Yeah, I really only got to go clothes shopping twice a week growing up. It was like, or twice a month, twice a year. Sorry. Twice a year growing up, I'd get new clothes around beginning of the school year and usually get something new around Christmas time. It was like always when we would buy clothes. But other than that, that was it, you know?
All right. Well, this has been one of our longest shows ever.
I know. We got to shut up. People are not going to.
So we're going to let everybody head out. The chat, awesome today.
I'm just trying to get Kenneth back engaged because he told me this is no longer his favorite show. And so if he wants me to get back to talking about women's hormones to keep him here, I can do that. So I'm just saying.
My goal is just to switch him from this show to Thursday to this show to Thursday every week.
Yeah.
We just keep elevating both shows.
Yeah. So we'll figure out we got to figure out what keeps him going. So, but yeah.
Well, with that, again, you guys in the chat on fire today, like one of the best chat sessions we've had in a long time. And well, I guess we'll just need to riff more.
For sure.
We will see everybody next time on the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey. Thanks, everybody. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCor are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.